And now welcome to the midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Quiz question is in today. Oh, it has to do with entertainment, as it so often does on Friday. Speaking of entertainment of a particularly edifying kind, there will be a concert by the Middleton Community Orchestra coming up soon, and that would be Saturday, tomorrow night, 7:30, at the West Middleton Lutheran Church. And it'll feature violist Vicki Powell and pianist Thomas Kasdorf, one of whom is here, and that would be Vicki Powell. Welcome to the midday.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, you've been here a time or two. And, of course, we'd love to have you actually perform. You're ready to do that, but there's a little miscommunication there, so we'll settle for some vicarious performances here that'll give us some insight into what to look forward to with your playing on this concert tomorrow night. And it features three works, and they are Schumann's Fairy Tales and the Arpeggione Sonata of Schubert, which always takes a little bit of explaining, and then one of the Brahms violin sonatas. And in the case of the Brahms, you're playing it obviously on the viola, but it's originally a violin sonata.
That's correct.
A popular thing to do. The viola repertory is a little bit smaller than the violin repertory.
Yes. Well, a lot of our repertoire we do steal from other instruments. And as you mentioned, the Schubert Arpeggione is a perfect example of this. But I have to say, it's not just violists that steal in this case.
Yeah, it's everybody. I mean, we were just looking at this a minute ago, because the Arpeggione is an instrument that, is obsolete.
It is.
And a little unwieldy and
rather
small of voice.
Yes. Well, it was an instrument that wasn't even so popular in the time that it was written. But it was a five-string instrument that is sort of a cross between a viola and a cello, and it was played between the legs. But since it doesn't exist anymore, it's been taken up quite popularly by the cellos.
Trombonists.
Exactly.
Violinists.
Yeah. And
violists.
And yeah, so now it's become one of our staples in the viola repertoire.
And that's probably all for the best.
Yes.
But it is fascinating that you can go to entire museums dedicated to strange, obscure, sometimes bizarre instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And the Arpeggione would be actually one of the more manageable.
Yep.
Compared to some of the ones
yeah.
I've seen. Well, let's get to some of this music that you're going to be playing tomorrow night then, starting with some of the works of Robert Schumann, some of his latest works.
Yeah, so the Schumann is actually a really beautiful piece. In German, it's Märchenbilder, which is fairy tale pictures. And it's a selection of four different fairy tales. And throughout, you sort of get these different images of what could be happening. In the first movement, it starts off quite melancholic and a little bit, you know, you can see these fairies in a forest mistiness and coming out.
Melancholy fairies.
Yes. Well, I mean, there's magic involved. I wouldn't say these are all happy fairy tales, you know, the Disney ones that we know of.
We've all read a bit of the Brothers Grimm effort.
Yes, exactly. So to just give you a little taste, we'll start with the first movement of the Schumann fairy tale pictures.
Fairy tale pictures, the first of the fairy tale pictures, kind of a contemplative, if not downright melancholy, work by Robert Schumann, Kim Kashkashian, the violist for that performance, and Robert Levin.
Yeah, two of my favorite performers.
Plays in this vicinity often with Token Creek, for example,
mm-hmm.
the pianist for that occasion. Well, what about the second one?
Well, the second movement is a much more lively selection. And for me, it evokes images of horse galloping and or perhaps a jovial military march. And then this is interspersed with different sorts of images, more fairies flitting around. And
after all, these are fairy tale pictures.
Exactly. But you can leave it up to your imagination.
Again, one of those fairy tale pictures that invites you to conjure your own images. But you mentioned galloping horses, and what was the other image?
A jovial military march.
Yes, very jovial military march. And there are such things, too. That was another performance by Kim Kashkashian, the violist, with Robert Levin, the pianist, and the first two we heard of the Märchenbilder fairy tale pictures of Robert Schumann, which are featured on the program tomorrow night. That's January 6th, 7:30, West Middleton Lutheran Church, with my guest, violist Vicki Powell, and the pianist for the occasion will be Thomas Kasdorf. Also on the program, Brahms.
Yes, so now we're arriving at the main feature, in my opinion, and it's actually originally a violin sonata.
Right.
Stealing it again. And this, the transcription that I'll be playing, was done by a really wonderful violist in Austria named Thomas Riebel.
So how do you go about transcribing something like that for an instrument with a lower voice?
Oh, well, it depends on the pieces that are written. This one specifically actually fits very well into the viola register, and there's not so much that has to be done. In the version that I will be playing, there are a few octave changes so that we can really explore the lower registers of the viola and get some of those more luscious tones.
It does have luscious tones,
yes,
the viola.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Okay, and in the second movement that we'll be hearing then, this is a performance by violinist Christian Tetzlaff.
One of my favorites.
With pianist Lars Vogt, and what about the second movement in this piano sonata by Brahms, sonata in G?
So I find this is a movement that goes directly to the heart. I don't know what more to say about it. It's just a very beautiful display of.
That's all there is to say.
Exactly.
It's so true. Here we go. Second movement of the Brahms Violin Sonata, as played by Christian Tetzlaff with Lars Vogt as the pianist. And that's one of the pieces that's going to be on the program tomorrow night. I'm going to probably let Vicki Powell do most of the talking here, as my voice seems to be running away from me. That, as they say, is showbiz. But that's one of the three pieces, the Brahms. And then there's the Schubert arpeggione, which we'll get to in a moment, and kind of get back to the story behind that strange instrument. And we heard also the fairy tale pictures, Märchenbilder, of Robert Schumann, featured on tomorrow night's program. So I hope you'll bear with me for the next half hour, and then you'll know more about something much more beautiful that you can enjoy tomorrow night. So now, one more from my guest, Vicki Powell, and that is the aforementioned Arpeggione Sonata.
Yes. So just a quick thing before we go into the Schubert. The recital tomorrow night that I'll be playing with pianist Thomas Kasdorf is in support for the Middleton Community Orchestra. Both Thomas and I have been soloists with the orchestra, and we wanted to say a big thank you to them for having supported us as young local artists, and also raise awareness about this wonderful group of musicians. So it's a group that meets once a week, and they're all amateur musicians from around the greater Madison Middleton area, and they just do what they love with the music.
Something to look forward to.
Yep.
And so, now.
Yeah, so on to the Schubert. Mm-hmm. The arpeggione was an instrument that was able to display a lot of virtuosity, despite its not being such a popular instrument. So in this movement, you'll hear a lot of the different tricks that you can do by really exploring the different ranges throughout what would have been the arpeggione.
The final movement, this is Nabucco Umay playing the viola, and Roger Vignolis is the pianist. And thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.